about how many rows or how many consecutive games you've won, but when you think about you guys winning 9 in a row, what maybe stands out about what's the common theme of those?
I think we've been defending at a high level. I think that's the biggest thing. Obviously, offensively, we're really good. We're really good offensively. A lot of talent, a lot of shooting, a lot of speed, and a good balance. But I think defensively, we've been more locked in. Lots of speed, son.
Lots of speed. You have to get more energy to play.
Exactly. And I think we've had a lot of energy to play lately, and I think that's been a huge difference for us. Protecting home court is a big thing for us, and we want to build good momentum going into April.
And then in that third quarter, there was a 90-second stretch where you hit 3 threes. Two of them were from Onyeka, assist from him. I'm curious what you've seen from him as a passer and just his ability to find guys with his eyes out.
He's been great all season long. He's another Excel guy, shout out to Excel, but works hard, does things the right way, does a lot of the dirty work, and good things happen when he touches the ball. Historically, for this team, before I got there, he's a guy that settles us. Obviously, he can shoot the ball really well. Great interior presence, and he's a willing passer, so... he's looked for me and allowed me to have some easy nights where I just walk in the trade rooms.
CJ, this winning streak started as soon as you entered the starting lineup.
Is that so?
This is true. Is that a coincidence? And I guess, and then what exactly is it that you're providing that kind of helps that happen?
I'm just doing my job, man. I told him when I got here, I'll do whatever you guys need to do. Come off the bench. Start, not start, whatever it takes to be successful. I think for us as a whole, it's just about gelling at the right time, doing things the right way at the right time. And we've had a good home stand. I think this is probably the longest I've been at home in my career, where we've basically left once or twice in the last 2.5 weeks. And only for Texas, which is really close. So I think we're just playing good basketball. We're gelling. There's been a lot of change for this team. Obviously, Trey's not here. Obviously, we made some more trades, but we had 6 or 7 guys come in, so it takes time to kind of get settled. And I think it took us a few weeks to kind of get our bearings right and for Coach to kind of understand.
I don't like the shooter, not for
him. Kind of understand our system and how we have to adapt. And I think Coach has adapted. We've adjusted our roles and how we play. We've been successful so far.
Do you prefer starting?
That's a good question. I think for me, it's whatever the team needs. I think the money is on time every 2 weeks regardless, so I think that always is helpful. But historically, I've been a starter, but I'm comfortable playing whatever role is necessary for us as long as we're competing for something. I think that's what's really important for me is playing winning basketball and competing for something. Right now, that's what they want me to do, and when your boss tells you something, you got to do it. You really have a choice.
CJ, you guys have a pivotal stretch of games coming up. You having been a part of some big games, big playoff moments, you know, the game 7 at Denver, watching Dame hit 2 series clinching shots. What is your message to the team, especially a young team like this, when you've got this kind of stretch coming up in this late in the season?
Sometimes it's better to be young because you don't really understand the stakes in the moments and you just go play. So, sometimes it's better to just be free and not put pressure on yourself. These are regular season games, and I would call them as a guy who's played conference finals and elimination games on the road. I think those are big games because there's no tomorrow. I think for us, these are important games. It kind of defines which direction your season can go, but there's still so much time left in the season that I think for them, it's about doing more of the same, focusing on the game plan, have game plan discipline, execute at a high level. Winning games in a row is great, but as long as we're building the right types of habits, I think that's what's more important for us heading into April. But I won't really say much right now because we've been playing so free. You want to continue to play free basketball. You don't want to be thinking about, oh, this is a really big game. This is important. It's like every game is important. You want to play them the same. Sense of urgency and take care of yourself and next year.
CJ, an efficient game for you shooting games. Just what was going right for you? Did your pregame dance moves have something to do with it?
I do that before every game. Things have been going so wrong with my jump shot that it was due for some makes. I say low averages. I just tried to focus in. I had a nice day. Yesterday with the family. We were off, so I was able to spend some time with my family, my wife, and my kids. So that was nice to get away from the game and reimmerse yourself into it. But I mean, I've been getting open looks for weeks and just missing them. I think that's frustrating because I work so hard on my craft. And I spend so much time shooting the ball in my career, like 40 from 3. So I knew it was only a matter of time. I probably should have made 9 out of 10 tonight, but I'll take 7.
CJ, when we first got here, the Kittle mentioned trying to build that chemistry before the backcourt. I guess how big has that chemistry been now, especially during the winter?
I think it's been good. We're constantly communicating. You know, he wants to be great. He works extremely hard on his craft. On nights that I go back, he's there with his son, getting his work in, taking care of his body, getting shots up, and you know, I'm just there when he needs help. Any questions he has about the game or anything, I see that. You know, I can kind of, you know, help him like tighten up, whether that's overworking. You know, he works so hard sometimes. I'm like, you gotta set timers on the clock. You know what I mean? Like, you can't get that hour workout in when you're playing 36 and you're the best player. So it's like little gems that I wish I had at times that I try to give him, and at other times it's just about, you know, cohesion, understanding where he's at on the court, understanding, you know, which way he likes to drive, understanding, you know, he's a great shooter. You can get to the cup, he's got a midi, great defender. How do I kind of find him at times when I drive and just have an eyes out and understanding of him throughout the game? But I think we're continuing to get better, and we'll get better as the season progresses.
CJ, so Coach Simons is out here. He said this might have been your most efficient night as a Hawk. When you hear that, what do you think yourself as far as growing in the offensive system from your first couple weeks to tonight, where you guys have rattled off a lot of wins here?
Yeah, I think it's just about settling in, understanding spacing, understanding personnel, like where guys like to occupy space out on the court, and then where can I impact the game at? Tonight, it was catch and shoot threes, a couple off the bounce, try to get the free throw line, try to get in the paint, get my feet dirty, make a play for somebody else. Those are the types of moments where you can walk into threes, especially the corner threes. That's when, you know, the game kind of opens up for everybody else. That's what Quinn wants. He wants ball movement, he wants pace and space, and for us to make the right decision. So I think we're getting there, and I'm getting there with a better understanding. There's two different types of games you play, right? When you start and when you come off the bench, it's different. You got to fill your games out. When you start, you're in from the beginning. So it's just about understanding, you know, how I'm going to be utilizing how I'm needed in each night.
Going back to the third quarter, it just seemed like you guys were defending at a high level, as we talked about in that first answer. But I'm curious about the communication and how you guys were able to sort of build to this point where you have this high level of communication that allows you guys to defend at this level.
Yeah, I mean, we've had so many moments throughout, you know, the last 2 months where we watched them together in like silos individually, or just pull each other to the side, tell us what we see, what we're thinking. You know, there's accountability across the board where we're able to have, you know, honest conversations with each other and just try to figure out how to make the game as easy as possible. And I think tonight we had some lapses, but we were able to talk through it and figure out what we wanted to do to sustain a high level of play and try to hold them under 100.
Thank you, CJ.